Is your business stuck in one spot, struggling to grow? Our 8-week ProFit Business Accelerator at winninggym.com/grow has your back. Sign up now for easy wins. No more struggle, just straight growth. You've got this. Now let's head on back to the show.
You are listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
Welcome back to another episode of the Built to Grow podcast. I am going to be your host for today, Randy Engston, joined by our esteemed fitness director here at Legacy Personal Training, Mr. Zach Columbia.
The one and only.
There you go. Tim's out of the office today. He's traveling back from Chicago. He was on a site tour for our next location for our growth summit coming up September 4th through 7th. Tickets still available. End of early bird coming up, so lock in those tickets. All the info's in the show notes. But Zach and I have a good one today. We want to introduce you guys to something that we're doing. It's something that we've been doing for our Iron Circle for probably the last 6-8 months, maybe.
Yeah.
Probably about that.
Since the beginning of the year.
Beginning of the year or so. And then because of the success that we're seeing with the Iron Circle group and because of the importance of what we're doing here, we actually just now included this component into our accelerator program for our gym owners at that level also. And that is the fact that Zach is training our fitness directors, typically the second in command for our gym owner clients, on how to be, you can go dive deeper, but how to essentially take the reins and man the ship in place of the owner, which obviously is a huge component for allowing you as the gym owner to be able to step out of some of that day-to-day operations. So why don't you kind of take us kind of just a 40,000 foot view on what that position looks like and what you're
teaching. And I would say it's important for people to understand that you don't have to be a fitness director necessarily to join this group. We have a number of aspiring fitness directors, right? Like second in command, from the Iron Circle, there's even some of the owners that have multiple people in our coaching program for this, where it's like, hey, this is my current fitness director. And then I want this other person to be like kind of developing into that role as well. And then there's a couple that don't even have the fitness director and they're just developing them and training them to move into that role once they're ready. So for anybody that's, potentially joining our accelerator program, or, if they're thinking about joining the Iron Circle, it's like you don't necessarily have to have that person designated yet. They can move into that role and we can help develop them along the way. But basically, the fitness director role is really the key component to the gym owner getting out of day-to-day operations.
Boom.
Right? I mean, at the end of the day, there has to be that person that is when something goes wrong, right?
Yeah.
Is there to step in and take over so that the business owner doesn't have to, right? So Tim, I couldn't tell you, it hasn't happened since I've worked here. Tim has never had to go out on the training floor.
Kudos to the team.
I know that, when he first started the business and it was Pulse Fitness, there would be times where he was the fitness director slash owner, which there's a lot of people in that seat, and a coach would call out sick and he had to take over the training, right? That doesn't happen anymore. And it hasn't happened since I've been here because the fitness director moves into that role. Hey, there's, somebody's out sick today. I'm going to cover the training, right?
Yeah.
And then at this point in time, we have even a backup for consultations. So there was a while there where if something happened and I was out, Tim would come in, he would do the starting point consultations. And we've even developed out of that where now there's a backup. So if I'm out or I'm unavailable or something, Brandy steps in and she's been trained on the sales piece and she does the sales, right? So essentially what I'm trying to get at is the fitness director is just the key for the business owner to stay focused on the business, working on the business outside of day-to-day operations and not continually getting sucked in to whatever fire needs put out, right? And so that's one key component. And I think that the importance of the position, it's probably very hard for some people to recognize that if they're just in that seat right now of what that really does for you.
Oh yeah, right? Absolutely.
And I think that the best way to explain it or get somebody to wrap their head around it is if you're a business owner and you remember what it was like to be a trainer, right? You were on the floor all the time. You have your own business and you just recognize like, hey, I'm never going to get anywhere if I don't get off of the training floor.
Yeah.
Right. And so as soon as you move off the training floor, you free up all this time. Well, then you're working, you're still inside the business, you're doing sales, you're doing all these admin things, and more of a managerial role, but you have all this extra time and capacity to do those things.
Yeah.
Well, imagine what it's like then to step out of that role into the business owner role and have somebody doing the training and somebody doing all those administrative things and running the business and the all the management and all that, mm-hmm. right? So that's the, I guess, a long response to to what you're getting as a business owner when you fill in this key role, right? Yeah. This pivotal role in your business. But as far as like, you know, things that we cover
one of the hard parts I think of even gym owners in that role, right, when you're in it day to day, like there's an old analogy somebody used that was, it's perfect for this, right? When you have that freedom as a gym owner, you go from somebody said you don't work on a car while driving it. And to me, that was like, it's really clear for kind of where your roles and responsibility happen once you're in that position, because now you have the full time, full capacity to work on the vision, work on the forward direction of the business, as opposed, like you said, kind of pulled into the day to day where things just have to happen, right? Yeah. The responsibilities of that position, like you don't get the luxury of just not doing the consultations. But when you have somebody else in that seat full time with some redundancy, right? You've got an org chart set up, you've got redundancy set up, so you've got backup positions, people, like you no longer are getting dragged back in that seat. The gym owner, you know, with all of that time, they've got to figure out what to do. But obviously continue moving forward the vision of the business. With that being said, what are some of the things that you and the director's circle are helping helping fitness directors or lead trainers, et cetera, develop as in that position so that they can be, you know, more effective in that role.
Attention gym owners, are you ready to take your business to the next level? Join our exclusive Facebook group, ProFit Accelerator, and unlock the potential to scale your gym to $30,000 a month and beyond. In the ProFit Accelerator group, we're going to focus solely on helping gym owners just like you win. We offer regular training sessions and share our best proven strategies to boost your business. Join us now by searching for ProFit Accelerator on Facebook. Be part of a community that's all about success and growth, the ProFit Accelerator, where gym owners thrive. All right, now let's get back to the show.
Yeah, so I break the fitness director role into quadrants.
Okay.
To keep it really simple for the directors. So there's so many different directions and things that could take over somebody's day to day, right? Interrupt it. And so the more simplistic this is, the easier it is going to be for a director to maintain direction and stay on track, right? So I just have these quadrants. Sales is a quadrant, right? So imagine how nice that would be as a gym owner to no longer have to do sales, sure, right? Like that's just a huge piece. I remember when I became the fitness director and the very first thing that Tim did was get me sales training.
Yeah.
And I he came in and he, I mean, it was like we were meeting, but I don't know if we were really meeting. And he comes in and he's like, I bought you this, or I'm going to get you this sales program right now. And I was like, well, I don't know if I necessarily need that. Like, I kind of know, you know, how to do sales. And it was like $1,500 or something. And he just like walked over and just like bought it. And then he's like, here you go. And that was my, I remember that. It kind of stunned me at the time. I was like, dude, this $1,500, like you just, but he recognized that it's like, that's the first thing it sales can't stop. If we're going to move the business forward. Right. And he's like, as long as you continue to sell and move people into the gym, like we're going to be okay. We'll figure out the rest of the stuff, you know, as we go along. So that's always like the first thing that we spent, you know, with the director circle when we launched, we spent several weeks me just helping turn these directors, aspiring directors, into great salespeople.
And I can tell you too, you know, observing, watching all of that happen, the culture that's created, right? One of the fun things that we do is every time a sale's created, there's that little cup of coffee that we share, right? Because coffee's for closers.
That's right.
but, you know, we have fun with that, right? Because it's not... It's like helping frame kind of the roles and responsibility and making that like a highlight of their responsibilities. Yeah. Let's celebrate those wins as opposed to like the fear and resistance that comes with sales and things like that typically.
Yeah.
So I think that just right off the bat, something so crucial as being able to execute sales consistently has become a main focus, but done also in a way where it's fun. It's almost like a challenge to each of them. You know what I mean? They want to, when they do get that sale, they bring it to the group. We all celebrate the fact that they got their coffee.
Yeah.
You know, and it creates kind of that momentum that you want in each of our businesses, each of those businesses, you know what I mean? Because sales is now on the forefront and the top of mind for each of those directors, as opposed to just being one of those like necessary components that they get to or well, have to do.
And I think it's probably the single most fitness directors moving into that role. They're probably most reluctant or most uncomfortable doing the sales versus all the other things, right? All the other components. So it's cool, right? We have our Discord channel. That was one of the very first things we implemented of, hey, when you close a deal, right, you drop a cup of coffee emoji in there or a GIF or whatever. And so there's just all day long, it creates good momentum for the directors too, of like, oh, they got a sale or they got three sales today. Like I got to, you know, get my act together and drop some cups of coffee in there. And it creates a cool community, right? So sales is number one. And just to mention here, cause I think it's worth mentioning, is one of the reasons that I wanted to start with sales is, one, obviously recognize the importance of that, but two, it gives a director a good sense of perspective on what's really driving the business. And once they're, you know, understand everything that goes into acquiring a client, then they understand how important it is to take care of that client, right?
Sure.
And so it's twofold. One, sales can't stop. We got to, you know, be bringing people in. And then two, like, here's what it takes to make that sale. I got to take care of that person, right? So the next quadrant that we focus on is leadership. Okay. That's probably where directors should be spending the majority of their time. It's probably where gym owners should be spending the majority of their time, but everybody wants to think that they're a great leader.
Until they have to lead.
And very, very few people, I think, actually are good leaders. And you're putting out fires, you're busy, you got all these other responsibilities. Like, the last thing that you really want to do is spend a lot of time developing your team. And so we take a very tactical approach towards leadership in the director circle of, hey, like, we're going to designate times where you're going to meet with your team. Here's what that looks like. We're going to create the framework and build it into the weekly schedule, even down to daily schedules of, here's where you're going to have touch points with your team, opportunities for development to make sure that you're selling the people and then your team is taking care of the people, right? So that's the second quadrant, leadership. And then the third quadrant is clients, right? Like, how are we taking care of our clients, developing the client journey, relationships with the clients, how to handle difficult situations with the clients, right? All of those things, all the things that are the, you know, the good and the best and the ugliest parts of the role, yeah. Right? And that's really important. If you as a business owner, your name is the business, right? To some degree. I mean, you have your name of the business, but it's associated with you. You own it. It's your baby. And at the end of the day, you want your staff and your employees taking care of the clients the same way that you would take care of the clients. The worst thing that can happen is somebody leaves a negative review on Google because they had a bad interaction with one of the staff members or the fitness director who said, hey, you can't cancel your membership or whatever. We're going through, here's how you handle that situation and end the relationship gracefully, right? So that you maintain the owner's reputation, right? And the business reputation. And then the last one is admin stuff. So it's interesting because we started at the beginning of the year and we went through sales training and then we went through leadership training and then we went through clients. And I wanted to, I kind of followed that process strategically. Like there was, you know, some psychology and why I approached it that way in that order. And then I reached out to the Iron Circle and I just said, hey, gym owners, like we're, you know, kind of coming up on this next section. What do you guys think is, you know, like holes in the program? What have you seen so far in as development with the directors and all that? And they were all in agreement of like, hey, we really need our directors to understand the numbers of the business, the financial piece, which is interesting because that was the next thing that I had planned, right? So the administrative stuff, if you think about fitness director role, traditionally, and you would say admin, you're probably thinking like programming, right? That's like, if you let your fitness director focus on the programming and that's like their admin time, they will spend all their time. There's an app for that, right? Like we developed our programming one time and we don't mess around with it, right? It's like, get that off the table, focus on the things that are going to move the business forward. And for the directors, that's really understanding the financial piece of the business and tracking everything.
There you go.
Right. And it was very interesting because I asked these fitness directors, okay, I want you guys to, you know, I was walking through like marketing math, the math of marketing
sure.
First. And then we kind of walked through that process. I said, okay, my homework for you guys is go find out what your client lifetime value is. Right. And it was cool. Cause all the like Iron Circle owners are like,
You just caused me the problem.
Fitness director just came to me and asked, how do I find client lifetime value? Right. And we had one member of the Iron Circle who's like, it brought tears to my eyes because I've talked to my team about lifetime value forever and it never sticks. But for whatever reason, me coming from the outside in, now all of a sudden they're like, oh, we got to know this number. Right. And so it just kind of snowballed from there and they're getting deeper and deeper into the financials and how to track things and get the data that's necessary. And you know, there's even some surprises, cool surprises that I have planned for the owners of the Iron Circle, because their directors are going to be coming to them with some pretty in-depth data of like, hey, based off of our, you know, last several years, you know, our members are 90% female and over the age of 50 and live in this zip code. And I think our marketing dollars would go a little bit further if we targeted these people. Like they're getting all that information, right? To become better leaders, but to also provide better support for the owner.
And I like that. And obviously a lot of what you've discussed is it's the transfer of roles and responsibilities, but it's also at the same time, it's like knighting them and giving them the authority to both make the decisions, understand the decisions that need to be made, and you know, develop them into a position where they're taking the accountability, they're taking the intrinsic motivation, they're instilling, you're instilling that motivation into them to then almost perform as if they were the owner of the business, right? And that's all, I think that's our ultimate goal for having that second in command, have the, not only the responsibility that comes with running the show, but also the authority has to happen, right? Because at the end of the day, if your fitness director is tasked with those responsibilities, but yet all of the answers have to come through you anyways, you're still the linchpin in the business, right? Yeah. So getting them in a position to where they are, they can be dangerous, giving the tools to be dangerous, the understanding of the business to make the right decision for the business, and then let them make that decision. You know what I mean? And so I think I love the way that it's developing, you know, them into that position, giving them the tools to be successful, understand the key foundation of what that role and responsibility should be focused on. I love the fact that you brought up the programming too, because I mean, after gym owner, when I talked to him, we just had a big group join the business accelerator, and a number of them had questions when it came to the programming. It's funny how much both gym owners and directors and trainers, everybody puts so much emphasis on the programming, but they'll let all of the rest of it die.
Hey there, gym owners. Is your business standing strong, making at least 30K or more a month? And you're seeking the next challenge, like what's the next step in your journey? Well, look no further than the Iron Circle. Our elite growth community is the place for gym owners just like you who are not satisfied with the status quo. We'll show you how to take your business from good to great and from a strong gym into a powerful fitness legacy. Head on over to our website and apply to join the Iron Circle at ironcircle.net and start your journey to the next level today. All right, we'll see you inside the show. Bye.
Yeah, and I mean, the programming's incredibly important, right?
Sure.
Because it at the end of the day, it is your product, right?
Yeah.
It is what you're delivering to the clients, and that can't be, the importance of that can't be understated.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I think that, the reason that we created Semi-Private Pro is because we recognize the importance of it, but one of our requirements for an app to deliver our programming was that it couldn't take up all of our time.
Yeah,
exactly. It was like, how do we create programming that we don't have to spend time programming, right? And so that could be like, here's what we do. Here's our system for that. And then let's focus on all these other things mm-hmm. that are really needle movers, right? And like, don't misunderstand me. The programming is incredibly important to client lifetime value.
Yeah,
keeping
yeah.
your clients a really long time and owning something, right? Like owning this process, this solution, this unique mechanism of the way that you do things. Every gym needs that. It's so necessary. It requires a lot of emphasis. But what people, what a lot of gym owners don't understand, people coming into the accelerator is like, you need to create that and then move
and
on.
And I'm glad you said that, because that's exactly what I was trying to get to, is like, it's not something that should continually eat up time.
If you're programming every week, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Then
you don't have a system.
You don't have a system, but also this isn't our topic, but it goes hand in hand, is if you're programming every week, right? Then how do you let go of that? As a business owner, right? If that's like you, that's your brand identity.
Mm-hmm.
How do you turn that over to a fitness director, and then not get that, have that fitness director replicate what you created or what you want your brand identity to be exactly?
Sure.
It's not going to happen. It's going to get watered down.
Sure.
Right. And then that fitness director maybe moves on, or, you know, there's another coach or program director or somebody that comes in and they start doing it too, and it's going to get watered down. So without going into like too much detail, like create the system and then move on to the other things, like tracking your financials and the math of marketing and knowing, you know, what your numbers are.
Yeah.
I mean, how many gym owners do you talk to for discovery calls for Business Accelerator, and they don't have any insight or data into their business, you know?
Yeah. And you nailed it. I mean, we could do a whole podcast on just knowing your numbers. I mean,
yeah.
Because ultimately, I mean, this couple things with that. One, knowing your numbers is crucial. Yeah. Obviously, I mean, we make decisions based on data. You know what I mean? We're not out here winging it. And that brings up the second point where the intentionality around the things that you're working on, the intentionality around the numbers of the business, knowing both the roles and responsibilities that their fitness director has, the levers that they could pull to impact a business. And you said it when you said needle movers, right? I don't think you can edit your programming and all of a sudden watch a new business roll through the door. It's not something, it's not how it works. You know what I mean? So
yeah, this,
but that's
unfortunately,
how, but unfortunately, yeah. I think that's where a lot of gym owners, I mean, you could just say the same thing about equipment. You could say the same thing about certifications. Yeah. You could say like there are requirements to deliver the product. Absolutely. And you should have emphasis and they should be a high priority. But once that's set up, let that run its course. Let that do what it's going to do. You know what I mean? The daily consistent time being spent should be on tasks that are going to move the needle of the business.
Yeah. And for, you know, without going down a different direction for this, you know, purpose of this episode, as a business owner, right? It's like create the system and then get somebody in that position to run that system.
Run the system, sure.
Right. And that's really what we preach in the accelerator is the systems run the business. The people run the systems.
Yes, there you go.
Right. And so really what I think it was a couple episodes ago, you and Tim were talking about how you can have phenomenal systems and mediocre people and be incredibly successful. If you have mediocre systems and amazing people, your likelihood of being successful is not as high.
Yeah.
Right. And so this is the pinnacle of building great systems. That's what we help everybody do, right? And then develop the people to run the systems and have great people and great systems. Like, you can't fail.
There you go.
Right? You can't fail. And so that's really, you know, what I guess big picture, right, is, hey, let's not only now build the systems, but also with the accelerator program, with our Iron Circle, now we've got second in command where we're developing that person so that they can also develop the team and you can have both.
Perfect. I think that sums it up pretty well. I mean, we kind of just wanted to give a glimpse into some of the things that we're working on, some of the new additions to our accelerator that for us, I mean, obviously we've been doing this with our Iron Circle for, like you said, 6-8 months or since the beginning of the year. That carries massive weight. We're seeing great results with the Iron Circle. It's something that we wanted to then also bring into our coaching clients. And ultimately, guys, as we talk about every episode, you know, our mission here is to help you win as a gym owner. How can we better do that than developing the people who are next in line to take over some of those roles and responsibilities for you? That's what we're doing here. So if you've got questions, concerns, you can always jump on a call. winninggym.com/grow is actually the info for the business accelerator. Jump on a call. You and I will have a discussion. We'll talk about the program, your business, find some opportunities for you and decide if the opportunity is worth working together. Thanks. Thanks for sharing. Yeah. Thanks for coming on today. Till next episode, keep changing lives.
All right. And thank you for listening to that episode of the Built to Grow podcast, where we help gym owners win. Now, do you want to connect with me and other gym owners online? All you need to do is join our private Facebook group, Business Talk with Fitness Professionals. Just head on over to Facebook and type in Business Talk with Fitness Professionals. And when you do, we're going to give you our 10 marketing strategies 7-figure gym owners use to win. I look forward to seeing you in the next episode. Until then, keep building something great.